Okay. Tonight, once again, we will not be reading from the book. There are some important things I need to share. And so before we begin, let's take a few moments to be quiet together. Good evening, and welcome to everyone who's joining us on the Internet. A short time ago, I shared with everyone that on February 7th, we arrived at an anniversary. The anniversary of my first conversation with Paul, Paul's first conversation with me 32 years ago. Since then, we have been working together. And Paul's and Susan's life has revolved around this work we have done together in association with all of you and all of those through the years who have found what we are sharing to be valuable, meaningful, and healing. During those years, there was only one reason that there was a continuity, a consistency. And it wasn't just because Paul was willing to listen to me, but it was because there was, shall I say, a natural partnership which evolved between us and everyone who availed themselves of the materials and the involvement with us. In other words, there was no private personal wealth that Paul was able to use to successfully carry on the work for 32 years. In fact, during those 32 years, Paul and Susan have not acquired assets like automobiles and houses and stocks and bonds. They have constantly lived on the cusp and continue, as many of you know, because we frequently let it be known when there is a need for support, and there is less than $300 in the foundation's bank account. The fact is that the foundation at this moment owes Paul 7 weeks' worth of paychecks because it hasn't been able to pay it. I mention this, I say this, I share it, so that you might understand that no one here is living high off the hog or making a profit in any way from the work that is being done. And yet, in the face of constantly living on the cusp, there is persistence. There is commitment. And with that is this ever-present, ongoing support from all of you, from everyone who accesses the website from around the world. It is an amazing and wonderful demonstration of divine economy. Now, the reason I am bringing this up is because over the next 6 weeks, there are going to be uncommon expenses, necessary expenses, essential expenses. And so, I am letting the wonderful camaraderie and involvement that we all have. I am going to say energizing it with the invitation for everyone to join in the intent to have these things fulfilled that are essential. So that the continuity continues. I'm going to say comfortably, easily, because the continuity will continue one way or the other. One way or another. Now, when the residence was purchased 3 years ago, that Paul and Susan occupy, it was paid for in full by means of contributions from you and others like you, and one individual who made a $500,000 loan to be paid back when the previous residence was sold. At that time, the previous residence was valued at more than the amount of the loan. Almost immediately afterwards, the economic slump, if you will, occurred, and the value of the house dropped below the amount of the loan. And I advised Paul and the one who made the loan to wait and not attempt to sell the house. Now it is time. And so the house is going to be prepared to go on sale in the spring, in April, if at all possible, or very shortly thereafter. And so there is work to be done in preparing it. Some refurbishing, the replacement of some carpeting, of some tile work, yard work to make the yard presentable and attractive. All of these things are essential in order for the sale of the house to occur. And this will cost approximately $15,000. Then, on April 15th, property taxes come due. That is something that occurs twice a year, as many of you know, because we always invite help. That is an out-of-the-ordinary expense. And that is approximately $6,500. These things are on top of the regular monthly expenses that are supposed to pay Paul regularly an income, and which pay Christopher regularly for his work. And the fact is that Christopher has not been able to be paid absolutely consistently, but we all work together in spite of it. Now, I am not going to try to beat the drum and rev you up and tell you what a good thing it would be to support these steps that need to occur. Whatever support comes is invited, and I invite it to come from a natural, spontaneous feeling of wanting to support, not being conned into it, not being pushed into it, not being artificially enticed into it, not doing anything to cause you to do it by means of building up your ego. And so, I am not going to spend a single moment tonight trying to talk anyone into anything. You know, every need includes within itself everything necessary to its fulfillment. Again, every need includes within itself everything necessary to its fulfillment. That means that needs are not a negative, but a doorway or a threshold of fulfillment. And so I'm sharing the need, so that the attention might be brought there, and so that the means of its fulfillment can come forth. And all of us can watch how it happens. All of us can see it happen. It's the way healing occurs. It's the way the correction of, quote, problems, unquote, occurs. You bring your attention to the need, and you do not determine it to be a lack or a problem, but rather something that sits there as a precursor of an answer, a solution, an uncovering of the fulfillment that renders the need no longer a need. And so, we will proceed through the next 6 weeks, recognizing the need, and Paul and Susan, and I invite all of you to conscientiously participate in, expecting to see the answer and bring with you a willingness to embrace it rather than indulging in any ego arguments that say it can't be done or it shouldn't have to be this way, or any other argument that might present itself and distract you from the fulfillment that is in movement right now. I'm speaking to you in very grounded terms. so that everyone might stay very grounded and not become nebulous or airy-fairy and just say, oh, well, God is love and everything will work out. Paul could say that. Oh, God is love, and everything will work out. There's no need to share what Raj has to say. Everyone will get it, because God is love, and everything will work out. Well, the fact is that, yes, everyone will get it. But what Paul is doing is essential. His involvement is part and parcel of the revelation of the truth of man and his relationship to the Father, his divinity, which no one believes in a practical, grounded way, who think it will show up in the sweet by and by after you die, instead of today, instead of now, as needs being met, and the expectation to see them met, now, in grounded terms, without being afraid to be involved in it. Now, the simple fact is that if something new is introduced into the world, it doesn't register with everyone all at once. It seems to register with a few, and they share it. And who they share it with shares it with others. And so it grows, but not without involvement. You see? Those who have ears to hear initially and recognize its value become part of the wedge, if I may put it that way, that gets inserted into the general consciousness, that, like an icebreaker, pushes through, making room for the new. And so those in the beginning who see it become part of the wedge, become part of the means by which it grows, because those who see its value express it, bring it forth in one way or another, so that the news spreads. In the beginning, someone might say, wow, this is too much of a burden. There are so few of us. How can we possibly do anything to really make change? There need to be more of us. We need more of this, more of that. No. The need for the truth to appear includes within itself everything necessary to its fulfillment. And for 32 years, the work that we've been doing, not just Paul and me and Susan and Chris and Judy, but those of us as well as all of you and everyone else who has shared and extended to others, and also supported what they found of value so that it might be extended more fully. You see? And it has worked. It is the only way it has worked for 32 years. Never has financial manipulation entered into the picture. No backroom deals, out of sight. Any mention of finances has always been made publicly on the internet, and before that, in letters to everyone on the mailing list. No one was excluded. Everyone was embraced. Straightforward, honest, simple. And so it remains. So, to put it very simply, there is a need, a substantial need, not an impossible need. And I am inviting everyone to participate in whatever way they can, whatever way they are led, whatever way you are led. So that we might watch the completion of this move from one residence to the other with no one coming up shortchanged, regardless of the state of the economy. I'm not going to say we're having a fundraising drive. That's organized. What we have is an opportunity for simple, honest love to find expression, to identify the security, you might say, of the ongoingness of that which is valuable. I embrace everyone in the wonder of how it works, of how it has always worked. And we will keep you posted. I thank everyone for being who they are and fulfilling the place that they fulfill, and for our involvement together, and for the honoring of each other that has been consistently expressed throughout the years. Thank you for listening.